Hello there, ladies and gents, and a very warm welcome to this, the inaugural edition of The Wednesday Week, the brand new Sheffield Wednesday podcast. Now, with this being our first recording, and the first time we've ever actually met, and, well, all the lots and lots of firsts, in fact, we did have run into a few problems, forcing Beastie to exclaim,
"Well, it looks like I'm outside its shed."
And another little problem that we ran into was Mr. Fudge got caught as he was at work and should have been working while he was recording with us.
Sorry, lads, that's the boss telling me to
go
do some work.
Oh, crap.
I got caught. I'm sat in
fire escape. But not to worry, ladies and gents. All these little creases will get ironed out eventually. Also, towards the end of this, sound does go a little bit mad, so I shall be popping back in later and cutting it in there so you know where to get us. Okay, ladies and gents, sit back and enjoy the show. The Wednesday Week. Roll it, Jeeves. Ladies and gentlemen, and a very warm welcome to this, the very first edition of The Wednesday Week, the brand spanking new Sheffield Wednesday podcast. I'm Lord Hillsborough, and with me today we have Dan Fudge from the Fudge and Dave podcast. Hello there, Fudge.
How's it going? All right, lads?
Not too bad at all, thank you. And a little birdie tells me you've been out enjoying yourself at a certain concert this weekend.
Yeah, last night I went to go and watch Steps at the Sheffield Arena, as it's known now, the Motorpoint Arena. Got to get my sponsorship in there, or I get told off. And I was a bit annoyed, Lord H, actually, mate. They messed about with Better the Devil You Know. They mixed it up with Lady Gaga's Judas. And to be fair, if you're mixing Kylie, a Kylie song, sang by Steps, mixed with Lady Gaga, it's a share away from being the gayest song ever.
It's just not done, old boy. It's just not done.
It's just not cricket.
Also on the line with us today, we've got Beastie from Owls Alive website. Hello there, Beastie.
How are you doing, mate?
Not too bad at all. Thank you very much, sir. A fantastic ramble again this week.
Thank you very much. You know that I don't like to keep things short.
That's jolly good, that old boy. I suggest anybody needs to pop over there and have a read that. And also on the line, we've got Ed from over at Wednesday. Good evening, Ed.
Good evening, mate. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, sir. I'd be a lot better.